entertainer, and entrepreneur answered the call. He joined forces with friend, businessman, and scholar, Christopher Hart. They teamed with lifelong radio pro Nostradamus. Together, they are guardians of liberty and the American way.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the champions of political professional wrestling, Lair Adams, Nostradamus, and Christopher Hart. The American Adversaries, Drive Time.
Yeah, it's another Wild Weather Wednesday, and you get to spend it with the American Adversaries during your drive time home on AM 660. The Answer, brought to you by the Mercury Free Studio. In case you didn't know, I'm Lair Adams, and today, the poster boy of protesters himself got protested, but with a wave of his hand, dismissed her, and went back to being just what John Kerry used to protest, a bureaucrat. Actually, the protester wasn't protesting war. She was protesting how much hairspray Kerry uses in his hair. It's definitely causing global climate change. Now there's a protester in our studio. It's our host, and he doth protest a leaderless administration. Christopher Hart!
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I am a rebel with a cause.
Did you like that Shakespeare? He doth protest?
Yes, I like that. And there's never too much protesting going on around here.
Yes.
And welcome to the show, folks. That's right, you are listening to the American Adversaries on AM 660, The Answer, and it is drive time. That's right, folks. And once again, we are coming to you live from the Mercury Free Broadcasting Studio. And don't forget, for the best in dentistry and particularly mercury-free dentistry, call my dear friend Dr. James E. Hardy at 407-678-3399. Got another big show lined up for you tonight. And, of course, you can be a participant if you like. 407-774-8255 is the number. We're going to talk just a little bit about what I'm calling the clarified confusion that went on in Washington today. But we have got in the studio with us today, we're going to be spending most of the hour with Daria Monroe. And she is the director of True Life Choice. She's been on the show before, but maybe there are some of you out there, I hope, new listeners who have never heard her before. So you're in for a special treat today. Thanks for being with us, Daria. Appreciate it.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
All right. We appreciate it. Just get a little bit closer to the mic there.
Okay.
There you go. That's better. I want everybody to hear your beautiful voice there, and especially what you have to say today, because a week from a week from Friday, day after tomorrow, the 26th, is going to be the 31st annual True Life Choice Banquet. And you're all invited, and we're going to give you the details here in just a couple of minutes. Nostradamus will be joining us a little bit later on as well. Nicholas Cicero is on the bridge tonight. Lucas couldn't make it in, so there's no head cam tonight. Sorry about that, but he'll be back tomorrow, and we'll be back up on Ustream.tv.
With his roll of tape to tape it on his head, which he does, by the way, folks.
Later on, we'll have today's episode of The Dumb and the Feckless as well. But, yeah, what's been going on coming out of this administration today was supposed to be the day that they clarified the strategy, clarified what they wanted from Congress. But I think after the hearings today are over, everyone is just more confused than ever. There is no clarification, only more questions and fewer answers. Secretary Kerry did his best, I guess, to put lipstick on a pig. But what the president is offering is a very bad plan. It has it is fraught with pitfalls and has no upside.
Well, and if you're to the far left and you're totally anti-war, you still should be on his side, because killing ISIS is so important that even though you're anti-war, it's okay to go to war against ISIS.
Not in their mind. It is not.
Well, according to Kerry, that's his little pretzel logic explanation he had today.
Well, that's John Kerry. As I said, he's doing his best to put lipstick on a pig, but A pig is still a pig, and it still oinks, and it still stinks. And that's what this so-called strategy that the president has come up with. And then now he comes down here to Florida last night to do a little fundraising, and then he bothers to stick around today to meet with the joint command over there. The MacDill is the operations, the ops center. That's where General Norman Schwarzkopf was based prior to Desert Storm, because that's where they keep an eye on the Middle East and come up with contingency plans to try to deal with the problems in the Middle East. And he goes down there presumably to get told by these guys what's going to happen. Important, though, he comes out and makes remarks to the troops there. And so really it was just a photo op for him to look like he's involved, to look like he's, you know, at command. He's the commander in chief. You know, he's pulling the levers of power, if you will. But then he proceeded once again to tell the enemy exactly what he was and wasn't going to do. I mean,
and whatever he does, he's not going to do it very soon.
And he's not going to do it very well either. And that's the whole point, though, Lair, is you just hit the nail on the head. And we touched on this on our Sunday night show a little bit. This president doesn't want to solve this problem. He doesn't want to be bothered with this problem. So basically, he has come up with a strategy which kicks the ball down about 2 years down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you look into the details of the plan, for instance, one of the key parts of his so-called plan, why he's going to Congress for congressional approval, is so that we can take, as we talked yesterday or the day before, somehow figure out who the good rebels are in Syria. We're going to take them out of Syria, and somehow the situation in Syria is not going to deteriorate without them there. There'll be a vacuum there, but somehow we're going to take them out and not allow a vacuum in the same time. Transfer them over to Saudi Arabia.
To be trained.
Yeah, trained up, suited up, pumped up.
How long is that going to take?
Armed up. There's supposed to be about 3,000 to 5,000 of them, as though that's going to make a difference.
Whoopee.
By the end of next year.
No, wait, not the end of this year. End of next year.
The end of 2015.
Okay.
So basically what we've got here is a president who doesn't want to deal with the problem, so he has come up with a strategy where he doesn't deal with the problem, but actually kind of looks like he is dealing with the problem. In a way, I guess you could call it political genius. I call it utter stupidity, because what he is doing is he is ensuring that a lot more people are going to die, more Christians are going to die, a lot more Christians and Muslims are going to be persecuted by these people, and it's the problem. Once it is going to be dealt with, is going to be much more difficult to solve, thanks to this feckless president of ours.
Because there's no goal.
Well, he doesn't. His goal is to get the United States out of foreign affairs. Unfortunately, that is a goal that ensures that the world will collapse into chaos, which is the definition, by the way, biblical definition of hell. And I, for one, don't want to go there. All right, let me change the subject here. And by the way, folks, if you'd like to make some comments...
We've had enough callers tell you to kind of the directions there.
Let's just say these old ears have heard it a time or two. But I want to redirect the conversation in today's Wall Street Journal. And this should come as no surprise to any of us around here. The Wall Street Journal reveals, as a matter of fact, the government accounting office, the government itself, has revealed that insurers are faulting on abortion funding. In other words, we are federally funding abortions thanks to Obamacare. Let me just read a couple of paragraphs here. Some insurance plans available through the Affordable Care Act are breaking rules aimed at ensuring federal funds aren't used to cover most abortions, according to a federal report, the GAO report. The Affordable Care Act bars the use of federal funds made available to consumers through subsidies and tax credits for certain abortions. The restrictions don't apply to pregnancies that are a result of rape, incest, or where the life of the pregnant woman is in danger without an abortion. I continue. Health plans on exchanges may cover the non-exempt abortions as long as they meet certain requirements. Basically, it's an accounting ruse, if you will. As long as the insurance companies fill out the proper paperwork, which shows that they're not actually taking money out of their right back pocket, but out of their left back pocket. But we know, of course, both back pockets kind of come together in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the insurance company has basically one big fund, but in an accounting let's just say, cover-up, if you will. They're supposed to go through these accounting hoops to show that the federal funds that they've received from the federal government through subsidies and things aren't going to pay for these abortions. Well, only their other premiums do.
Well, Chris, the biggest hole in that whole thing as far as falling through there is any woman can say, well, hey, I was raped. I'm pregnant because I was raped.
Well, there's that,
too. So there you go. Okay.
There's that, too.
Sign me up.
A review of 18 insurers found that 15 of them didn't itemize the premium without amount associated with the abortion services and didn't send a separate bill for the premium amount. So you see what I'm talking about, itemizing, sending separate bills. Basically, it's an accounting ruse, if you will. Nonetheless, we all knew that Obamacare would federally fund abortions. It's happening. The federal government now admits it, and now explains how it's happening.
And then we're in the back door always by financing Planned Parenthood.
Right. So we know that that's going to happen, especially now with Obamacare. So what do we do to deal with that? Well, to me, the best way to deal with that is to try to prevent the abortion in the first place. And that's where True Life Choice comes in,
mm-hmm.
and Daria Monroe, because she's out there on the front line bringing women, if you will, to their senses, simply by showing them what's going on inside their stomachs via ultrasounds. When we come back, we're going to talk a whole lot more about just that. Please don't go away. All right, welcome back to the American Adversaries.
Folks, Chris was dancing to that in the studio. It's amazing. What disco power.
It is, to me, one of the ultimate feel-good tunes. I mean, just that when it starts off with the violins there and everything. And it almost has a heartbeat as the beat of the song. If you hear it as it begins to come in right there at the beginning, it's like a da-da-da-da-da-da. Anyway, welcome back to the show. We are live in the Mercury Free Broadcasting Studio. 407-774-8255 is the number. Daria Monroe is with us. She's the director of True Life Choice. And by the way, folks, you can visit them at truelifechoice.org. Write that down. Keep it handy. truelifechoice.org. And Daria, real quickly, some of our listeners are new out there and haven't heard of True Life Choice and what you do. And remind others who maybe have heard it.
Okay. True Life Choice is a medical pregnancy center, and we've been in Central Florida for 31 years. What we do is we reach out particularly to the abortion-minded, abortion-vulnerable person, and we bring them in. We give them a free pregnancy test, free ultrasound, and then we even have prenatal and parenting classes.
And see, what I like about this organization, folks, is I don't want to say they accept the political lay of the land, because they obviously want to change that as well, but they do accept reality. And so what they are out there, they're out there on the front lines trying to reach these women as they go to get an abortion and give them a second option. And how many women come to you per month in Central Florida?
We get approximately 100 per month.
And out of that 100, how many go on to have an abortion?
Only about 2% go on. After they've seen the baby on ultrasound, 98% choose life.
All right. See, this is the answer, folks. And excuse me for being a libertarian here for a moment. But laws never really solve problems. People solve problems. And laws oftentimes get in the way. Now, I'm not saying that in this case, but I'm just saying that if we're going to be sitting around thinking that we're going to elect some politicians and finally get the laws that we want, and that's going to solve all our problems, we are going to be sadly disappointed. What we need are people like Daria and organizations like True Life Choice out there changing hearts and minds and saving souls. And that's why I am so big on this organization.
Yeah, right there. You've saved over 1,000.
A thousand.
I mean, when you gather how many a month, you know, that you're saving,
yes.
You know, and
well,
all.
Thousands.
I mean,
because 31 years, and you're going to have a banquet, and it's a week from Friday. Where
right.
at, and how can people go?
The banquet is on Friday, September 26th, and we're having it at the Florida Hotel and Conference Center down by Florida Mall.
Mm-hmm. Real nice facility down there.
And all you have to do is go to our website, www.truelifechoice.org, and registration is real simple. And if you have any questions, you can feel free to give us a call at 407-244-5529.
All right, that's 407-244-5529. And there are plenty of seats available, folks. We'd like to have this be a sellout. And there are also, you can sponsor tables, and you're looking for other sponsors as well.
Exactly. We're looking for organizations, businesses that might come in and want their name in the program, up on the screens and publicized, and they can come in and sponsor a spot. They can get a couple tables or one table for their organization. And, you know, we have all the information. I can give it here or online, whichever you...
Have you been in contact with the Christian Chamber of Commerce?
I am part of the Christian Chamber of Commerce.
I was going to say, what a wonderful organization to be tied in with.
The tickets are only $42.
Yes, for individuals.
And that's a real bargain. And by the way, what's going to be the program for the evening?
The program for the evening is pretty riveting. I'm having a young woman from Texas fly in. Mm-hmm. She has actually survived an abortion. Her mother, at 13 years old, was taken to an abortion clinic, and they performed an abortion. The mother went back to school, and her stomach kept growing, and they found out that there was another baby in the womb.
Wow.
They were twins. One was killed, one survived.
Imagine that. And so the 13-year-old girl went ahead and carried the second one to term.
And placed her for adoption. She was adopted by a wonderful, loving Christian family.
Wow. Imagine that. She's going to be the headline speaker there that night.
Got a powerful story.
Absolutely. And you can sponsor a table for $325, and the sponsorship packages go up from there. But we need some individuals to get out and come to this, too. Only $42, folks. It's worth it. And the proceeds go to pay for what they're doing. This is one of your big fundraisers of the year.
Absolutely. People who come, who give to this organization, you will know you're saving lives.
Are you going to... Last year, I went to your run that you do over in Lake Eola, and you brought out the little shoes with the notes on them.
Yes.
Are they going to be there?
Very possibly, because those are powerful. They tell the story of those babies.
Oh, indeed they do. And they come in all, you know, little shapes and colors and sizes. It's really touching. How late can people get tickets for this event?
We're hoping to close it out. We have to obviously give an account to the hotel and conference center. So we're hoping by the first of the week to be able to have everybody in and registered.
Okay. All right. And as I said, folks, they have plenty of room right now. But please get in on this while you can. The tickets being only $42 each. If you're just a single person or a couple, this would be a great event to go to and be a part of a great occurrence here in Central Florida. And certainly if you have a business or organization where you could sponsor a table, that would be great too. Of course, they'll also take other contributions there that night as well. This is a fundraiser for what this organization does all over Central Florida here. And this year you have expanded your operation over here on Edgewater Drive. You initially had, would it be proper to say, the clinic
right
side, and now you have an educational center as well.
Yes, we have a beautiful parenting education center, and it's we literally teach them. We're trying to transform lives. And in fact, our theme this year is the City Beautiful. I'd go out and share with people, and I'd say Orlando's called the City Beautiful, but something very hideous goes on here every day, and that's abortion.
Mm-hmm.
So for our theme for the banquet, we came up with let's transform the City Beautiful into a city for life.
Daria, now you'd mentioned earlier about Governor Scott and with his desire to have women at least get a chance to look at the, you know, the ultrasound. How does the average woman, you meet women all day long out there. How does the average woman feel about that? Is it such an effrontery? Is it really, oh, you're just sticking it in my face or you're just trying to make me feel bad? What is the average woman's feeling out there about, hey, you know, to get an abortion, they're going to make me at least look at?
Real quickly, what is the ultrasound bill that Governor Scott is promoting? And are women upset about it?
Well, Scott actually wrote into law or signed into law that before you have an abortion, you must have an ultrasound. And the big scream is that it's violation of a woman's rights. It's not. It's another way of educating themselves as to the truth. Because if they do have an abortion, it's something that can't be undone and they will live with the rest of their lives.
Well, to Lara's question, though, do you get a lot of complaints from women in particular that they think that this is intrusive?
Such a bad thing?
Not at all. In fact, I was writing a letter today and it just came to me that we see joy when that woman, and we're talking about women who were at the abortion clinic and were given a card to come for a free ultrasound, they see a baby and they're overjoyed. It's not a clump of tissue. It's not just a mass of cells. Mm-hmm. It's a baby. So very rarely do we have anyone say no to that free ultrasound.
How early can you do an ultrasound where you actually can see something?
We can see something at 6 weeks. Many times, even at 5 weeks, we can see the heartbeat.
What do you see at 6 weeks or 5 weeks? Does it look like an amoeba, or what does the
it's got shape.
Fetus look like?
It has a shape, and I mean, you're starting to see, sometimes you can see the little arms and legs starting to form. And the main thing is for them to see or hear that heartbeat, because that heartbeat can, 18 days after conception, the heart is beating.
18 days.
18 days. So they hear or see, because even on the screen, you see the heart. And, you know, how can you silence a beating heart?
Okay. Once again, folks, a week from Friday, the 31st annual True Life Choice Banquet. Come on out and join us. We'll be there, and you'll get a chance to meet us. And tell us a thing or two if you like. It'll only just cost you $42, and it'll be worth it. I guarantee I'll sit there in silence and let you tell me all about it. But please come on out and support True Life Choice. If you can't be there, go to truelifechoice.org and support them through that medium, or give them a call at 407-244-5529. That's 407-244-5529. Daria's going to stay with us, so if you have any calls, any questions, 407-774-8255.
Daria, here's how you cease a beating heart. Leave it to the government.
Here is tonight's American Adversaries Soundbite RX News Minute. SoundbiteRx.com, a great way to be better informed. Today's Soundbite RX News Minute is brought to you by My Liberty Threads. American made, America proud. MyLibertyThreads.com.
Hi, this is Christopher Hart with just a little taste of the brand new medicine you'll find at SoundbiteRx.com today. Well, it finally had to happen, and I was wondering when. You know, Elijah Cummings, one of the House Democratic congressmen who, by the way, sits on the Select Committee investigating the IRS corruption, the committee investigating the IRS corruption, he, by the way, was one of the ones writing letters to the IRS encouraging the likes of Lois Lerner to come down hard on conservative organizations. Perhaps he should be called to testify before his very own committee. Also this, Jay Carney, and by the way, he is working at CNN now, he is predicting a wave election for the Republicans. Perhaps he's just setting us up for a big disappointment. And I should suggest that he should go to townhall.com and read Carl Jackson's brand new article about why the Republicans aren't looking like they're going to have a wave win election. Also this, you think it's complicated listening to Barack Obama try to describe his strategy? Well, go to soundbiterx.com and look at the complicated mess that we're getting in the middle of with a lack of a strategy, the various warring factions and tribal factions that we're wading into the middle of and going to have them do our dirty work for us. I don't know. And also this, Michael Barone is talking about how President Obama is demoralizing a great deal of his very own base by going to war. Because guess what? They see it by war, no matter what he sees it as. And don't forget to see things at soundbiterx.com, folks. It's good medicine. We'll be right back. Welcome to today's episode of The Dumb and the Feckless. The true story of the Clintons and the Obamas today is told by Edward Klein in his best-selling new book, Blood Feud, The Clintons versus the Obamas. page 96. At the time that Bill Clinton appeared with Harry Weinstein on CNN, the Obama campaign, flush with money, had already spent a king's ransom on TV commercials, well over $100 million, aimed at demonizing Mitt Romney as an inauthentic flip-flopper, a fool and a liar, an out-of-touch plutocrat, and a foreign policy novice with a nervous trigger finger when it came to foreign entanglements. In particular, Obama's mudslinging commercials set out to prove that Romney's record as a private equity executive at Bain Capital disqualified him from being president. Bill Clinton couldn't play along, though. Instead, Bill being Bill, he blew it. Weinstein. Now, Governor Romney keeps talking about his experience at Bain Capital as a producer of jobs and that he had 25 years in the private sector. It seems to play with a certain group, but do you think that really will affect people and that he can produce jobs that the president can't?
Well, I think it will affect some people who relate well to businessmen. And I think he had a good business career. There is a lot of controversy about that. But if you go in and you try to save a failing company, and you and I have friends here who invest in companies, you can invest in a company, run up the debt, loot it, sell all the assets, and force all the people to lose their retirement and fire them. Or, like Romney, you can go into a company, have cutbacks, try to make it more productive with the purpose of saving it. And when you try, like anything else you try, you don't always succeed. Not every movie you made was a smash hit. Well, that's for sure. So I don't think that we ought to get into the position where we say this is bad work. This is good work. There's no question in terms of getting up and going to the office and, you know, basically performing the essential functions of president. The man, Mitt Romney, who has been governor and had a sterling business career, crosses the qualification threshold. Tune in again Friday, folks, for more of The Dumb and the Feckless. Brought to you today by Vacation Travel Planners. Don't forget, folks, it's never too late or too early to plan your next vacation. So go to Vacation Travel Planners. You can find Marilee at vacationtravelplanners.com or give her a call at 321-251-4777. And no, I can't do that thing with my tongue that goes, you know.
That would be what there, Chris?
When you roll your tongue, you know, kind of like the commercial. Was there? Never mind. All right, welcome back.
Sounds like
show.
Clinton was the best teammate on Romney's team.
He was pretty good. And
not
if you
Barack.
Remember that interview got a lot of raised a lot of ire amongst the Obama campaign officials, but they still needed Bill when it came down to time to get the votes and you know close the sale, close the deal, as it were. All right, speaking of closing the deal, folks, we still, as I said, have Daria Monroe, director of True Life Choice, in the studio with us. TrueLifeChoice.org is where you can find out more about what they do. And I can think of no better work in the world today than what these folks are doing at True Life Choice. Now, that they're not the only organization that does this, but at 31 years here in Central Florida, you got to be probably the oldest one here anyway.
We are. We were the first pregnancy center opened in Central Florida.
Where did the idea come from? And 31 years ago, that was pretty much, were there ultrasounds around back then?
They were, but they were not what they are today. And we didn't. I mean, pregnancy centers did not have them.
You just offered counseling?
It was counseling, free pregnancy tests, and resources, materials that the women needed.
And now, of the women who follow through with the pregnancy rather than having the abortion who come to see you, how many of them do you stay in contact with as they go on to raise their child, or how many of them give their child up for adoption?
There's a small percentage places for adoption. We really encourage.
And you're not an adoption center.
We're not.
Right.
We give them referrals to sound adoption agencies here in Central Florida that they can, if that's what they feel they're to do. But most of them do parent, and we try to stay in touch with all. We have a great follow through and try to get them connected into that prenatal parenting. But the joy is, I recently met a young man, I think he's now 26, who his birth mom came to True Life Choice because
wow.
She was pressured to abort. Wow. So, you know, to see that year after year, you have people come back or send you a letter or call you and say, I made a decision for life at True Life Choice. That's rewarding.
Very much, I think.
Really? Do you have a wall down there where you have, like, pictures of that the parents send you that this is the baby I might have aborted had it not been for you?
We do. We have so many, obviously, seeing about 1,200 a year, that on our wall we keep our most recent babies. So, but we've got files where, you know, we have records of the other babies that have been born through there.
Wow, that's a fantastic thing. And by the way, folks, Daria goes around the community giving presentations about what they do. So if you would like her to come to your church or organization, you'll do that, right?
Absolutely. I love to do that. I also love to have people come down and book a tour. We'll take you on a tour of the medical clinic and the Parenting Education Center, and you can ask all the questions you want.
That'd be a great thing to do for some kids who need a volunteer project, you know, to go down and help out at True Life Choice, take the tour, church groups, business groups, you name it, folks. She will come and speak to you and entertain you over at, and by the way, it's on Edgewater Drive.
Edgewater Drive, it's 2992 Edgewater Drive, and it's just two doors down from Edgewater High School. So it's a nice landmark there.
Yeah, it's kind of next to the old Gabriel's Sub Shop.
It's right next to Gabriel's Sub Shop. We smell their onions every morning.
Oh, boy.
They still make some great subs over there. And the annual banquet is coming up a week from Friday. And it's still time to get some tickets, folks. And they're only $42 per person and $325 for an 8-person table if you want to sponsor a table, and the sponsorship packages go up from there. And all the proceeds go to fund True Life Choice and what they're doing. And, you know, this show is mostly about politics and fighting the political battle and such as that. But when it comes right down to getting, you know, tangible results, politics is scant, you know, satisfaction in that realm. But what True Life Choice is doing, 1,200 children a year being born here in Central Florida who would not otherwise be born. How can you do any better than that? Unless you do 12,001 or 1,201. And so we need to support this organization as best we can. You can get tickets online. You can find out more about what they're doing at truelifechoice.org, truelifechoice.org. Just write it all out. Or give them a call at 407-244-5529, 407-244-5529. And make sure you tell them you heard about it on the American Adversaries. And we'll be at the media table at the banquet, and so you'll have a chance to meet us as well if you have not already. And by the way, do they go to these same places to get a hold of you for a presentation?
Absolutely. They could either call or go online. And there's a place where they can write in any questions or comments they want on our website. But they can always see, they can even put in there if they want to get our newsletter via email or postal mail. So however they want. And another thing I'd like to add, Chris, something people don't think about. First of all, talking about small government, we do not take any government money because we want to be free.
No strings attached.
Yeah. So we depend on people that believe in what we're doing to keep us open and going day by day, year by year. But we look for volunteers, people that might have a heart for doing this. And there's all types of volunteer roles at the Pregnancy Center.
And what people don't understand, Daria, is who else needs you? That is the future grandparents out there, too. I mean, if you have a child that something, you're a daughter and something has happened, you've got to realize that that's your grandchild.
Yes. And we really talk to them about that. We've had forced abortion cases that we've been involved with where the grandparent of the baby in the womb is giving an ultimatum, either you abort or you get out. And so we step up and we have legal assistance and we get them lodging. We take care of them to make sure they're protected.
And you also have counseling services for those who have gone through an abortion.
Yes. Yes. Because
both men and women.
Both men and women. And even in those coming in who are pregnant, another thing people don't realize, we take care of the men. Because the men are scared, you know, that come in. They don't know what's going on. But if somebody has had an abortion, people don't realize the pain that comes with that. Maybe not at first because they think it's been taken care of. But as time goes on, the guilt and the pain just increases. So we have a program at the Pregnancy Center where we will counsel men and women who have had previous abortions.
TrueLifeChoice.org, TrueLifeChoice.org, 407-244-5529. Please come out to the banquet, and you'll be able to listen to and hear someone who survived an abortion because they happened to be a twin. And the doctor obviously didn't know that, or he would have continued the procedure, I would assume.
Absolutely.
So a miracle, you know, literally, that this woman, is it a woman?
It is.
Is even alive at all. And
Daria, last time you were here, you had mentioned the percentage of women that had had abortions that were sterile afterwards. You know, they destroy their ability to carry a child after that. What do you remember what that statistic
was? I don't remember the number, but that is one of the side effects. And sadly, and we hear stories all the time where women thought it wasn't the right time. They had the abortion and later conceive.
Yeah. It's a misnomer for people like Nancy Pelosi to say that the right to have an abortion is a health choice.
Right.
Because it is not a healthy choice. Not a healthy choice for various reasons, physiological reasons and psychological reasons. It is not good health care to have an abortion. So to say that the ability to have one is a package, you know, part of a good health care package, they ain't going to fly around here, that's for sure. And I hope you won't fly away either, because we got another segment of the show to do. When we come back, Nostradamus is going to join us. Daria is going to be here through the end of the show. And once again, folks, please, if you can make it to the banquet, please come out to the banquet. It's going to be at the Florida Mall. 6:30 is when the doors swing open. And it's a week from this Friday. And TrueLifeChoice.org is where you can get the tickets and find out more about it. And don't forget, tomorrow we're going to have John Casey of the Space and Science Corporation. We'll be talking about global cooling that we see more and more evidence of every day.
Oh, and it's got to be man's fault. That's right. Warming or cooling, whatever happens, it's all our fault.
All right. Welcome back to the show, folks. That's right. You're listening to the American Adversaries in Drive Time on AM 660, The Answer. All right. We still have Daria Monroe in the studio. And, of course, I'm Christopher Hart, along with Lair Adams. Excuse me, our executive producer, Nostradamus, is trying to get through at headquarters here. The phone lines are all tied up, but we'll get him on here in just a second. Once again, the 31st annual banquet for the True Life Choice Center here in Central Florida is going to be held 1 week from Friday. That's September 26th. It will be at the Florida Hotel and Conference Center at the Florida Mall. The doors open at 6:30, and tickets are only $42 a person. This will be a great way to spend your Friday evening. And if you can sponsor a table as well, we would certainly appreciate that. And anything that you can do to help out. And Daria is also looking for volunteers to help out with the organization. What are some of the things that a volunteer would do? For instance, do they assist with the ultrasounds? Are they capable or allowed to do that? Do they go out to the abortion clinics and try to bring people over to see the ultrasound?
Well, there are so many positions, but as far as doing the ultrasounds, we have registered diagnostic medical sonographers that do the ultrasounds, and we're always looking for per diem sonographers. So that is one thing. The other is we have client advocates, male and female, so that when our clients come in, if it's a man and he wants to speak to another man, we sign him up or assign a man to him. Same with the females. We have the parenting coaches, male and female, that will take them through prenatal and parenting classes. And then there's everything from marketing to IT, you name it. Any need that any other organization might have, we have here. And receivers. We need people who have great phone voices to answer the phones and schedule the appointments for us.
Now, there are a lot of abortions that are performed in the downtown area, in particular in the Paramore area of downtown Orlando, which just happens to be a good portion of it is the black community, part of our community here. Do you reach into that community?
We reach into all the communities, but definitely Planned Parenthood has their tentacles in those areas. And so we try to make sure that they are equipped with information and how to get to us. We have ourselves directly across from one of the bus stops so that if somebody says they don't have transportation, we can get them there. If they don't have bus fare, we can take care of that. We do everything in our power to get them into the pregnancy center.
And that's what your money goes to support, folks, when you support True Life Choice, either by going to this annual banquet or by going to their website and supporting them there as well, or by going to their place on Edgewater Drive, their physical brick-and-mortar location, if you will, and supporting them there as a volunteer or as a contributor. And I can think of no better work than what they are doing because it is God's work, literally speaking. And when they have that kind of a success rate, who can argue with 98 out of 100? I mean, anybody would love to have that success rate, but whether it be in business, sports, or you name it, that is just extraordinary. But it's only because of the extraordinary forces at work. We're talking about the force of life and giving life. That is the most powerful force that we have, is that we can transfer life to another being, if you will. And we should not take that at all lightly like we do and go around calling abortion care good health care. It is the farthest thing from it.
Daria, do you have any nursery facilities? Like if a woman comes in, she already has a couple of young children and she needs, you know, your what you guys offer?
We take care of anything we can. I mean, if one of our staff or volunteers have to go out and watch the children, mm-hmm. we don't keep them from, because we know that if we say no children, we're going to lose some of our moms.
Sure.
Over
mm-hmm.
in our parenting education center, we actually have a little area set up with toys
mm-hmm.
and books for the children that come with their parents.
Perfect.
Okay, I just got word from Nostra Dennis. His phone is giving him trouble tonight, so he won't be able to join us. Once again, Daria Monroe, the director of True Life Choice. Daria, as you go around to churches and other organizations and tell them about your program, do they then go out and reach out into the community and begin to send you young women or any woman who finds himself in this predicament? I don't even want to call it predicament, but this situation?
Thankfully, a lot of the people who do know about us are constantly referring young women. When they find out, whether it be in a church, one of the church members is pregnant, mm-hmm. they will say, go over and talk to. And our client site is called Choices Women's Clinic, you know, whereas the umbrella organization is True Life Choice. We purposely call our client side Choices Women's Clinic to get those abortion-minded women in. And so they'll always say, go over to Choices and get your ultrasound, get your pregnancy test. So we get a lot of referrals.
Now, we know that your success rate of the women that come in and get the ultrasound is like 98%. Of the women that you approach who are considering abortion, what is your success rate there? How many of them actually take you up on your offer to come in and get the ultrasound?
The large majority of them do. Rarely ever will they say no. And the reason is, by Florida law, you do have to have an ultrasound before getting an abortion. If you go to the abortion clinic, they tag that fee right onto the abortion. You come into True Life Choice or Choices, you get a free ultrasound, and we do it because we know 98% are going to see the baby and choose life.
But the abortion clinics can provide this service of the ultrasound too?
Oh, they do, but they are very careful with... we've been told by women, you don't want to see this, do you? And then, of course,
the impression
so
I would have.
So they do it, but...
Not to, obviously, reveal
exactly
to the woman exactly what is inside her body, but try to hide it, so to speak. Perhaps the next thing that we can do is get a bill that the ultrasound has to be performed at a clinic other than an abortion clinic.
That would be nice.
All right, we'll work on that from the political side, but you keep doing what you're doing on your side, because there will always be a need for what you're doing. No matter what the laws say, there will always be a need for what you're doing.
Yes.
And as I said, it's God's work, and it's really great work. And what we do around here pales in comparison to what this woman and the people who work at True Life Choice and other organizations like that are doing every day. Because when you think about it, you know, they're putting their life and their well-being in jeopardy, because you never know, when some crackpot is going to come after you. Everybody, you know, they think that it's only anti-abortion people who commit acts of violence, you know, in the political arena, if you will. No, it goes both ways. And I know Daria's been threatened, and so it takes a lot of guts to do what they're doing at True Life Choice. But it must be pretty satisfying when you see that girl or that woman look on her face when you know, bingo, ding, you know, the bell was just hit, and now we've got another one here.
Or they bring that beautiful baby in.
Oh, that is so true. And in fact, we say it's like each time that somebody chooses life or brings a baby back, I always tell everybody, that's why we do what we do.
And folks, here's your opportunity to be in on that, okay? Here's your opportunity to make that kind of difference by participating in this banquet or helping them otherwise. Feel the good feeling that'll come from that. You deserve it, the child deserves it, and the mother deserves it.
Even if it's just one child.
That's right. And all you have to do is come to the banquet, buy some tickets and come to the banquet. You are now a part of what they're doing because you're providing them the resources to do it. And we all know that you can't do without the resources. And because they're not government funded, which is the smartest thing in the world not to be for any organization, they need our help. They cannot do it without our help. So please, we need some of you listeners to come out to the banquet. We'll get the tickets while they're still available through the first of the week. And you go simply to truelifechoice.org, truelifechoice.org, or give them a call at 407-244-5529. That's 407-244-5529. Daria, once again, thanks for being with us tonight. I look forward to the banquet. And thanks for what you're doing.
Thank you. Enjoyed being here.
All right. We appreciate
the work
it so
you're
much.
Doing. It's wonderful.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Well, and it also makes a difference, like Chris was saying, that you just to spend a little bit of time or a little bit of money can really help a lot. Folks, that's going to do it for the American Adversaries Hump Day Edition. It's Wednesday. We'll be back tomorrow with John Stacy. And he's going to explain...
Casey.
Space, that's that famous actor.
We're going to tell you how to be prepared for the coming cold spell.
Oh, it's not global warming?
Good night, everybody.
AM 660, The Answer, WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando, a service of Salem Communications, intelligent, conservative, AM 660.